הסימן שינחב בייס סיף דלר. אוכלי בהימן מחולים בצבהימה איץ, we'll see straw, kashay, tevin. So since it's a machol behime, ain behem mishum tikkun kli. So there is no issel of tikkun kli by oichli behime. We'll explain this some. Lefichos, therefore, muta liktaim afilu besakin, I can break off or cut off with a knife. Kash oitevin, straw, galachzeitz by shinov, which means as follows, that he needs a toothpick. That is his problem. He doesn't have a toothpick. Now he has straw from a behemoth. That's a machol behemoth. So we'll see, but we'll explain the heter soon. But let's just say the halacha. So he needs a toothpick. So he's allowed to take this straw, which is a machol behemoth, and cut off a piece, the size of a toothpick, and use it for a toothpick. And even though theoretically there could be two isurim by this, there could be an isurim of Misakin Mone, he made a keli, Misakin Mone. And also we'll see, it could be there's an issa of Mechatech, he cut something to a specific size, which is also awesome. But since this is a Machol Behemoth, there's no issa. We will explain this soon. So it is mutter. So that is the first halacha with the Machaber saying, Oichle behema, machol behema, ein behem mishum tikkun keli. So even though I am theoretically making a keli from the machol behema, I am taking the straw, and from this straw I am making a toothpick out of it, but there's no issur of tikkun keli by a machol behema. Lefichos, therefore, muta liktem afilu besakin kashay tevin. So a person is permitted to take a knife and cut off a piece from the straw. The last is beishinov to use as a toothpick. That is if it's a machol behemet. Avol kisein, but let's say a splinter, a piece of wood. This is something that a behemoth does not eat from. So he says, now we're not talking about making a toothpick. Let's say he's desperate for a toothpick and he passes by and he sees mamish on the table, there's a splinter the size of a toothpick. So it says in the Mechaber, no, you're not allowed to pick that up. This is muktzeh. This piece of wood is muktzeh. It's not a keli. She's not even allowed to pick it up. And we'll see Mishnah Berurah to make it to speak. We'll see that can be an issa d'oraisa, to cut off a splinter with a knife and to use it for a toothpick. That's a tikkun mana, which is a shilu shabbos d'oraisa. And now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Oichlei behema. What does oichlei behema mean? Rotzel loyma, dovor sheroi lachila lebehema. Something that is roi for behema to eat. Umashme bigmore, dafilu eine oimed bishvilom, even though it's not oimed for them to eat. That means kigoyin eitzim rakim. We're speaking about, let's say, soft pieces of wood. Sheroi lem lachile. So, but since it's roi for them to eat, afilu it's not oimid for them to eat, that means Perhaps he won't give it to them. He'll use it for something else. But it's roi for them to eat. Gam kein loy miskar ye aleim shem kli. So it is not called a keli. So now let us try a little to explain this halacha. That means if you have something which is a machol behemet, machol beim means a filo a machol beim. About the division, it's a machol odom. It's a zichem. So that means if it has a shame oichel on it, even though I am going to use it as a keli, it doesn't lose the shame oichel from it. It's called I'm using a oichel for my usage. That means that I have a machol beim or a machol adam, and let's say I'll take a slice of the carrot to use it to as a toothpick. So it's not called this became a toothpick. It means I'm using a carrot to clean my teeth. But it doesn't lose the shame eichel. So that means like this. If I have a piece of wood that before had no use whatsoever, and now I'm going to cut off the sliver of wood and use it now. So now that is considered I made from a piece of wood a keli. And that's an Nisa De'aisa. That's called Tikkun Mona. I made it for a keli. But if it has a previous use, it's eichel. So now it is not considered I made it a keli. It's considered I'm using this eichel for a keli. But there's one condition, that it will still be used for an eichel. That means I have an intent. That means like this. I come over where we have, let's picture it. I have something between my teeth. I have a piece of straw, and the cow is waiting for the straw. I tell the cow, listen, we're going to share. I first want to go and clean my teeth, and then I'll give you the straw. So we share. So the mice of shot is when I was used, I cut up a beast. I'll give it to the cow also. I don't need this. That means the shame oichel still remains. It's going, it is aimed to be, it has a usage of an oichel, and it's going to be used for an oichel. So memele, so even though temporarily I will use this for my own purposes, but it doesn't, it's not considered I made a keli. It's considered I'm using an oichel for my shimush. It doesn't fall into the category of tikkun mona. Cut it off, yeah. So that's considered, if it has a chesimus of an oichel, it's not considered that it doesn't lose its previous status. It's an oichel that I'm using. But it's not called, I made a keli, because I'm going to give it to the cow later. For all practical purposes, that's why I gave the marshal. First of all, I want to give this to the cow, let the cow eat this also. So memele, so it's not considered I made a keli, I made something new. If you have a piece of wood, yeah, even you're cutting it off.
You're using food for something
that's right.
You don't normally use it.
You're using food so it doesn't lose the shame food, and it can, and it doesn't acquire a shame keli. So it's called, that's called, I'm using the food for my purpose. But still, if I have an intent, I won't use it anymore for food, then that's another story. But if that means that, listen, I go over to the cow, this, listen, I was looking the last 5 weeks to get a good toothpick, I just got a good one, I'm sorry. This is for me, not for you. So then that's another story. But I'll compone him, if we're not like that, we're up to the oyen, that we're both the same, he's going to eat the straw sinus I laid it, so then, what? A bone is also a machol. When it's a bone, a machol, a machol klov, a machol dust.
Which are all bones?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so now a bone is a machol klov, Mr. Thomas. So the shayla is if there's klov around, if there are dogs around. So then it's not muktzeh. If there's no dogs, so then there's a problem with it. Those dogs don't have to be here. No, but if the dogs around, if the God, I saw something very interesting from Rabbi Eliashiv. He says that food on Yom Kippur is not mukseh. Why? Because that's how it could be. He says, but he had a battalion of soldiers that is away from civilization, and there's no children over there, and all of them are mukhiyim to fast. He said, then the food is mukseh, because then there's no use for the food. That means some bones are dependent in but here we're talking about it's a machalodo, it's a machal behem, some meal doesn't, there's no issa of tikkun kli. Yeah. Vishum tikkun keli, umuta af betutu. You're allowed to be metaltal at the dover haroi lachilem. Something that is roi lachilem means this is lamaisa animal food. Muchanu lacholatzeza, mafichach. The yeshe soibrim, the davke kegoin zev. Davke, this case, kegoin, shoisim imenu klibin chile, that means I'm taking a mahal, and I'm making it from this keli. Roshaya sticking keli, it's not called I made a keli, it's called I'm using a noichel for my shimush. Avol! But I'm going to take an oichel, and I'm going to be misakin a keli which is already in existence. To go, sheyesh nekev bechli. That means that there was a hole in the keli. V'noitel chatisa slefes, and I take a piece of turnip. V'choytchoy, l'fi midas ha-nekev, and I will cut it according to fill up the hole in this keli. Shaykh b'zeh tikkun keli. So here it is considered, it's not considered that, that means if I have a keli already, well, for shulchan says a loshen, so this is called I'm misakin a keli. Could be the keli is the keli with the hole. That means I just made a tikkun keli by filling up the hole. That is a keli. That means if I just take a piece of straw. And so the shayla is, I'm using this as a toothpick, so it's called, I'm using an oichel for my use. It's not called I made a keli. But if I go, I have a keli already, that has a hole in it, and I'm going, I cut out a piece of radish and stuff it into the keli, into the hole, so I'm being misakin that keli. Even though I'm doing it with an oichel, but that's called the chayra tikkun keli of that keli, so that's also a tikkun keli. Even though I'm doing it with an oichel, but then it gets a shame tikkun keli. I feel a bit second. Now, so now we're back again. I need a toothpick and take the straw. So I can take it with a knife. A fellow who makbid al hamida, when he's cutting it, he is cutting it to a specific size. Ein bazer mishum shufshash isa machmas machatech. Even the dvar oichelu, again the same thing. Machatech means I'm cutting something to a specific size, which there is an isa derais of machatech. We'll elaborate later on this. But over here, it's there's no isa mechatas. This is an oichel. By an oichel, there's no isa mechatas. That means it doesn't lose the shame oichel. It's still an oichel. By an oichel, just like tikkun mona does not apply, mechatas does also not apply. Now, let us just say, there should be down two interesting halachas. One halacha, if a person has a pill cutter, and he wants to cut the pill in half. He has to cut it in a specific size. So he says, so since the pill is taken, let's say, Hashilas Adam, so that's called right. That means even though I'm cutting it to a specific size, that is a shame oichel. But then he says something very interesting. He says, let us say a person has he has a bar of margarine or butter, and he wants to cut it in half. He wants to give the neighbor one say half. He wants to give the half to the dozen. So he says like this. So he says, if the wrapper is still on the margarine, so he says, on the margarine alone, to cut it in half, there's no problem. There's no issue mechatas boichlan. But on the wrapper, there's an issue mechatas. The wrapper is not an oichel. And if I want, I want everything should be cut to a specific size. Says the same thing. Some of this is negay and yom tovoso mistomeh. That means if I want to cut a cigarette in half and share the cigarette, so he says, out the tobacco alone could be that he has it in oichlan because he uses it. But the paper, there'd be an issue mechatas. If I want to cut a cigarette in half to a specific size, he should have half the cigarette, and I should have half the cigarette. So then there will be an issue mechatas of the paper that's surrounding the tobacco, or the wrapper that's surrounding the margarine of the bar of butter.
Is this going to be stuff?
I don't know, but he says, I don't know if total helps. Well, by the cigarette, it's not. He can't smoke without the paper. It's used. I mean, so you use it, that's called, doesn't have a shame with Kaylee. It means it's, I'm mishtamish with it. But he brings from Shlem Zalman. Okay, let's go a little. But now that's my Eichlin. But if you have some, say, a small piece of splinter of wood, so I feel a leak like that, Salema, I feel a Natilus Am. Believes to me that I see on the table, I see a small piece of wood, which is mamish meiridik for a toothpick. Also, mishamukse kishareksim. That's, so it's mukse. V'choskele milta lakotmoi, if I have, I see like a small splinter of wood that's sticking out of a piece of wood, I want to break it off. Kidei lachseis boishino, I want to use it as a toothpick. Also, mishem shmus, du kain tikin keili. Now, when is it adarabonon, v'davke m'yiktemenu biyad? To break it off with his hand, da'os potom michatos, mishum di meloche kelacha yad, v'os mishum shmus. He says, the meloche of tikin mone, the reisha, the tikin mone is if you use a sophisticated keili to make it for a mone. To my shikasavnu, avol im yiktemenu bikli, but if I'm going to take a knife and cut off this wood, there's a piece of wood, it's not growing on the tree, I have a piece of wood in front of me, I want to just cut off this piece of wood, and it's my mission, it's a gemalbik and toothpick. Maybe he wants to open up a door. Now, so he says, now let's go back to the Mechaba and see more the Kishadushim here. So he said, the Mechaba said, afilu litloi. That means that I'm biased. I have meat between my teeth. I look very unpresentable. I want to go and I see a small splinter on the table and I want to pick it up. We're not talking about making it. So the Mechaber says it's also because it's mukse. It's also mukse. Now, also, he says, but sometimes it's very embarrassing. That means he had shepomim shenirem haboso shebeina shinayim luchutz. That means the part of the meat that he ate is now bulging out between his teeth. He needs a toothpick to get rid of it. So it's covered the breeze, and let us appreciate the kasha. The kasha is that they were matas Total mukse lekada dabrius. That means Bisman Chazal, they didn't have toilet paper, they used stones, and they were matter to be metaltal avonim b'shabes, which were mukse, of kada dabrius. They were matter total mukse lekada dabrius. Fine. So now the Mishabu is asking a pertinent question. He says, you told me it's mukse, but I'm very embarrassed. I have the meat between my teeth, and it's very embarrassing. So let's be matter total mukse, right? They were matter total mukse, the covered abrius. So yes, so that's the kasha. Barsi yes was a mission covered abrius. Shapomim shenira boso shabena shinaim lachos. Ugnayo, it's very embarrassing. Afal pike no so. Why? Now, you know that you're going to eat meat tomorrow, and so why didn't you prepare some toothpicks and put it there? We'll see in a minute. And so, cover the bris, you wake up tomorrow, cover the bris, and also, you should have been a royas and oilet, and prepared toothpicks. And put it for Mokim Asuda. Fine. So we will not be matter to Mukse for that. Ule Fize, but now we see Meredith solution. In his Mina Chaveri Lesuda Bishabas, he thought he was going to eat home. And then he put by the, yes, ready in the drawer there, yes, 5 toothpicks are ready. No problem, everything's ready. His chava comes over to him, I'm making a bris tomorrow, I want you to be by the suda. No, so he's coming tomorrow. So he's there by the suda, there's no toothpicks there. So Mamela, and it's very embarrassing. So here there's no time there, you should have prepared. I should know that he's going to invite me, who knows? So Mamela, look, he's there. I couldn't prepare anything. So now we have here this heter of total muksel tzer kovid abriyis, mainly davar acher. If it doesn't have something else. If it's a place that it's not an embarrassing thing, everything, everyone has perhaps meat between the teeth, it's not called embarrassing, then he's not allowed to. But if it's embarrassing, he has that. So here we have a heter of Tultum Muxala covered up. Now we see a Mirdiki Sharetzian. Let us see the Sharetzian Sifkot and Yud Beis. Ayin b'prim megodel, shemitzadet, the hu adin, the muta liktaim hakisem biyad, elachzeitz b'yishinov. So the prim megodel says, listen, he didn't have such a mazel. He's by this place. He was invited for the bris. He's looking around and he splinters around. No, nothing around. Then finally he sees a big chunk of wood and there's a splinter sticking out of it. And if he can just break it off, he'll have a splinter, he'll have a toothpick. But to break it off is Issa Shus. This is to take it off with a knife is an Issa Deraisa. To break it off, we said, is a Issa Shus Derabonon. This is called as a Moloche Kalachiyat. He's doing a Moloche Derabonon. I am the prime godem shemitade dohu adin the mutter licks to makisem biyad. That means that he sees a piece of wood and there's a splinter sticking out of it and he'll just break it off. The lachzes beishinov im iam shalai lachzes by beloizeb. Ochefi mashekasavna mikoidem dikti masakisem biyad or rak mishum shmus ayin shom. So memele, so amir the kechidish that we have here a prima godem, which we should not forget, it's a murdika kula, that there were matter, a shmus terabonon. This is a shmus terabonon, this is, he's doing the malachi, he's a mesakin monday. Because normally it's always a knife, he's doing it fiat. למוקים, קובד הבריאס, they were matter it. It's a mere dikazach. So, Shmuz Tarabon, the Mamokim, Kobe, the Abriyas, is mutter. It's mutter. Now, I hear a shtikl ha'ore. We learned yesterday as follows, that Peri Shenoshu, if a Peri fell down in Shabbos, it's also, this is how Lassad, you're not allowed to eat the Peri, Lassad to eat the Peri. Often says it. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, what if there's aniyim? It's a shnash of tzairis, and they're hungry, and five apples fell on Shabbos, and they're standing languishing, they're looking at those five apples, so the aniyim, the hungry, they're those. Mishnah Berurah, we matter a shmus? They should eat? No, sorry. We will not be matter of shmus. That's what he says over here. They hutulem laver of shmus to Shabbos. So me mele da avshutum lachas anim demai mikomokum hutulem laver of shmus to Shabbos viyanta. That's what we learned yesterday. So it's very interesting that if it comes here, poor people, they're starved and hungry, and there's an apple over there, and no, sorry. Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. It's a shmus to Rabbonim. And here we're talking about Kovod HaBriyos. I mean, he's not hungry. Maybe he overrates it, but I'll report him. It's Kovod HaBriyos. And here we have a prima godim. You're allowed to do a shmus to Rabbonim, but more can Kovod HaBriyos. So I'll report him. So whatever it says, Kovod HaBriyos is mutter. Well, that's what it says. Kovod HaBriyos is mutter. I remember I once heard from Rabbi Yeshua Neuwirth, the Mechaber from Shmir Shabbos Kolchos, he once was in America. So he said, over this prima godem. He said, a murdik of prima godem. And mocking Kovod HaBriyos is the head. I forgot what the case was talking about, but could be, I don't know, could be. I don't remember if this was the case. I was talking about that a person was walking in the street, and all of a sudden a sense, what is it called, sensor lights, what is it called? What is it called? It's called a sensor.
A motion detector.
But it's a motion detector, yeah. So a motion detector. So he's walking, and the light went on. So I think the light remains till what?
It starts to fun.
You don't have like
tell us. It goes out by after a while. How long? A minute, 3 minutes. Let's say 3 minutes, 3 minutes. So, and he had to go to the bathroom. He can't wait 3 minutes. So he went, I think he still saw over here. It could be, it would be a Rabbonim to go further. No, but if he leaves, it's in the store, will remain. So then he didn't say this. And okay, so then I don't know. But I remember he was speaking about this. Maybe he was speaking about something else.
Get a little bit.
What?
Get a little bit.
That's right. No, so if it won't go off, it could go bad.
By the time he comes back, the guy should be off. So you still not say
Oh, look, Becky. And I saw Kaponim, but he said, this is a miradic and prima godem to remember that the mocking covers are brias to a matter of shvustarabon. Okay, this is a very, very choshebe halachin to remember. Let's go further. Mutal litalto atsei. It's not covered the breeze. It's not covered the breeze. It's the hungry. That's all. It's not covered the breeze. Covered something else. Covered the breeze. He's embarrassed. I mean, covered the breeze. It's like covered is a different thing already. Sure, there's a lot of musa. What? No, they're hungry. They're on the hell already. It's Okay. Let's go further. Mutter mit Auto Atzeim Besomim, Loriach Ben. I have Atzeim Besomim. No one wants it. So whatever it is, it's something that gives out, it's an ace. It's a piece of wood. It's not a machol. It's not a mosi. Echad koshim, let's go to the end, we'll come back. Echad koshim vechad zakim. Sai, it is hard, and sai, it's soft. And now let's appreciate what he just said over here. We're talking about atzei psomim, which are koshim. Let's just talk about atzei psomim, which are rakim, which are soft. It seems that's a machol behemah. Behemahs eat it. I mean, it's soft, they eat it, it's no problem. So there's no shayla of mukseh. A machol behemah is not mukseh. Fine. I have a piece of wood. It's not attached. It's cut off. I have a piece of wood that smells. That smells nice. Atzei psomim. It smells nice. Now, we have, well, whatever it is, whatever it is. Now, we have klolim and hilchis mukse. What one is permitted to be metaltal? One is permitted to be metaltal, a keli. There's different types of kelim, a klisha, a lastalisa, a klisha. But it's a keli, it's a utensil, it has a use. A person is permitted to be metaltal, food. These the categories. Something that is not a keli and not food. Eisim vavonim. It's a piece of wood. A piece of wood is mukse. It's not a food and it's not a keli, it's mukseh. And that's what we learned before. If a person saw a splinter, once they use it as a toothpick, it's also, mafila litloi is also because it's still to mukseh. Eating a piece of wood that's not a keli is mukseh. It's not loyal ashila. So now we have to appreciate what the machaba is saying. So the machaba is saying, if you have a piece of wood that smells nice, they want to smell the wood. So there's a mode of Kiddush over here. We have to appreciate the Kiddush. You're allowed to be metaltal. Even though theoretically it's not a noichel, it's not a keli, but it has a use. It has a use. You can smell it. So since it has a use in Shabbos, one is permitted to be metaltal. That's the first halacha. Mutter l'taltel atzei psomim loziach ben. I'm allowed to smell them. Right. So that means it has a use and I'm allowed to smell it in Shalom al Yisrael. Now he says a second chiddush, a bigger chiddush. Lahonif mehem l'chayle. That means I have this piece of wood. I found a piece of wood that smells good. Fine. I'm not interested in smelling it. There's a chayla that is sweating away. I'll go take this wood and use it as a fan and shake it in front of him. He'll feel relieved. Now, this is a total muksim, which is not so bullshit. That means I'm not deriving benefit for a minute. I'm using this piece of wood as a fan. Which is not oimed for, but I'm using it as a fan. So there's a shayla, the Magen Avraham and the Shaar HaTzion and the Mishnah Berurah is the lashon of the Machaber Dafke. That means the Magen Avraham wanted to say, the Machaber said, listen, we're playing with books over here. It's not a keli, it's not a neichel. If you have a use from it, no, it gives out a smell. You're allowed to smell it. To use it as a fan, to wave it, could be not allowed, though. For a chayle, but say a chayle, to mux is also mutter. So for chayle, it's going to feel more comfortable. He's sweating away. Yes, Anjim for a fever, and you're going to go, whatever. It makes him more comfortable. Not Anjim for a fever. But he feels uncomfortable. It's a hot, humid day, and you wave in front of him. Fine. Smell it. Now you go and shake it in front of him. You're not smelling it. He's not smelling it. Why? It's a new dildo.
What?
It's in my hand.
So what are you selling? Books? I want a lot of digital regions.
Okay. It's complicated. That locally said is not so cautious, number one. But number two, he's telling us a bigger Kiddush. I'm allowed to pick it up to use it for a ransom. That's his Kiddush. That's a bigger. And that's the Kiddush over here. So, everyone has a I don't know. Okay. Well, here it says L'chayla. Okay, that I don't know. But we'll see the Mishabur was Meikel afilu, not for a chayla. So something in Magnavlom, the Mishabur is Meikel. He says L'chayla is Lavdavkis. You can do it for everyone. The Mishabur is Meikel. Okay, now, I have this piece of wood. So first we said Tiltol is Mutter. Now, Umayloi L'Horiyach Boi. Now, something else. I pick up the wood. It's a branch, whatever it is. And it, when I smell it, it doesn't smell too good. It's somehow it's dried up. But if I'm going to rub it between my hands, that'll somehow invigorate the piece of wood and the smell will come out. This you'll have to do also. This I'm also permitted to do, to rub it in order to bring out the smell. Just as if I'm allowed to smell it, I'm allowed to do a pehula to l'hariach boy. Echad koshim ve'echad rakim. Sai is a hard piece of wood, and that's a chiddush, it's not a machubeime, and sai is a soft piece of wood. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Mutar l'talto, you're allowed to be metalto a piece of besamim, l'hariach, akshay besamim. It's not muksa because it has a use. It smells good. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, who are the labori? He's makel a fellow for a bori. He's Elohim the Milson. No, Kathy. Some say he says, they normally a chayla needs that they should wave in front of him. Umoilalai. So he says, no, it's missing the word. So, and I have a branch that is from Atzei B'samim, and somehow it doesn't smell too well. So he's rubbing it between his fingers, that the reyach should come out. So that's Moilaloi. Uktim and I'm allowed to break it. Also, Mishum say. Now, why? Shemokim haktime, because if you break a piece of wood, the place where it's broken, hulach, it's there, it's treasure. She's allowed to break this piece of wood in order that I should be able to smell it better. Oh, so now we have a piece of wood that is a good smell. I'm allowed to break it. I have a branch. So I mean, it's a cut of branch, but it's the same something. Because I'm allowed to break it by a hard piece of wood, and the dafke biyad. That's dafke. He's allowed to break it with his hand. I'm allowed to clean. After who kaitim, what's the difference if I do it with my hand with a keli? After who kaitim rakadela riach, listen, he's only doing it for smelling purposes. Veinim echavin klala saisa and keli. But it's also, you want to smell it, break it. But don't take a knife and cut it. Ulachain, therefore, also liktem a hodos besakin. You have a hodos in front of you, and you want it, it doesn't smell too good, so you want to cut it in halves, and then it'll smell better. With your hands, you can break it, but not with a sakin. Why? Gzeira duma also liktem lachtes boishinam. If you have a knife in your hand, we're playing with fire. Because you have a knife and you're cutting a piece of wood, and we learned in Sif Dalet that if you cut a piece of wood for a toothpick, it's a daraisa. So memele, so yeah, I'm cutting it to smell, but here we're playing with fire. So that means if you're only breaking it, so Chazal did not, and I'm breaking it for legitimate reason, for this is mutzel. So then, the one geyser, maybe he might break it for a toothpick, because Chazal one geyser. But the cutter with a knife is also, the duma also liktum last is by shinov, or by zachayim, knalbus if cotton you don't. Tafsulu biyade ni muta liktum betashim rak lorir. I'm only permitted to break it, I want to smell it. Avalas is by shinov also lakuli alma. If I want to take this piece of wood and use it as a toothpick, so it's also midarabon, and that's what we said before, there's an issa darabon. Echot kashim, that means we lost the head by a Michael Behemoth. There's no Issa Mechatech, there's no Issa Tikkun Keli. But we're talking about Koshim. So it's not a Michael Behemoth. Yeah, after Lochi Mutala Kotmon, I'm allowed to break it. I'm allowed to tear off. Or say I'm a cut off branch, I'm allowed to break off a piece. Come as she yields a big piece, a small piece, paint shape, a scuttle, a cotton. I'm breaking it off. I want to smell it. That's mutter. Tadavke becholze. That means I want to get the reyach out of this apes. So by rubbing it or by breaking it, the reyach will come out. So therefore there's muta. Aval osa lahoilid reyach. But one is not permitted to be moilid a reyach, to inject a reyach in something else. That means even this Hatzim Somim, it has its own reyach. And I just want to get it out of the eights. So by rubbing or breaking it, so that's muta. But to inject a reyach in something else, kigoyin avolosa lohilid reyach, kigoyin laniach besomim bebeged, or chedoy mikdei shia beged meriach osa. If I want to put besomim or put perfume on a beged to make the beged smell nicely, is osa. Now, before we go further, because he's going to start speaking about a bunch of other things, then Dirshi brings down many neged kahaloshes, he brings down like this. We had mentioned this already once. To be moiled reich in a beged is also. That means I want to be moiled reich in a beged. So he brings down, let's say I want to put, that's by a nice reich. What if I want to spray my shirt with insect repellent that doesn't smell too nice, and that's exactly what I want, that the mosquitoes should say 10 feet away. So that, he says, is also yemoilet reyach bebeged. I mean, it's irrelevant if it's an ideal reyach or not too many in the nevroim appreciate the reyach, but yemoilet reyach bebeged, that's also one halacha. Now, there's a second halacha that is brought down to be moilet reyach bemayim. That means I have water. Now, beged, we know is us, so we just learned a lot of us. To be moiled reyach b'mayim, this is a machlokes. The portion moiled reyach b'mayim is us. So that means, let's say, just so we mentioned already, I think, once, there used to be a minig that when the kahanim used to duchen on Yom Tov, So they wanted, there was one of the Hidurim of the Duchenin that they used to put a perfume in the water. The water smelled nice. And then when they washed the hands of the Kahanim, again, the hands of the Kahanim smelled nice. And then when the Kahanim Duchen, there was a Reich Necheich HaKapona, the Yashakeich was said already, so they met with more Kavona, I think, and HaKapona met, it was an achas ruach for the oilam. Anyway, so Al Kaponim, so this was, there was such a minute. So the poskim say like this, to be moiled reyach in the mayim is not so poshut. That's just that to be moiled reyach in a beged is also. To be moiled reyach in mayim is not so poshut. Others answer it's like similar to a beged. Others say, if you put a certain oil in the water, so then you're not really being moiled reyach in the water. The water is the same water, but it smells good because there's the oil there. It doesn't mix up. So the others say that's not called moiled reyach b'mayim. So there's mekilim and machmirim. Moiled reyach b'gufo adam, right? There's a big tumor, but reyach. And because of this, someone asked Rav Shmuel Bozman if a person is allowed to use mouthwash and Shabbos is moiled reyach begufo. Now his mouth smells very nice because he, so he said, no, lalacha we paskin that moiled reyach begufo is mutter, begufo adam. To be moiled reyach al sar ha'adam, so others say saris is not so poshit to they say it's a spray, they say Mugadreyach, so that others say that it is a din of a beged, and just like not allowed to be meiled reyach be beged, not allowed to be meiled reyach be sar hodom. Some are shekel zich is a din of a beged, that's, I mean, that's, but you took my fellow, like saris, that's also. Now let us finish the seed. ואגב דרינם בשולחנו חלינין חיתור וקטים מבינין החלבים ובעצי פסומים. We spoke about cutting things. There's a malachia of mechatech to cut something to specific ties. He says like this, a mechatech oir, a person will cut leather. They call whatever person cuts, and he's makbid, it should have a certain size. Bein eight, it's wood, or matches, or iron. I feel a nightshade shall ice the feathers. He wants to cut them to a specific size. Kivin shemakbid amidas altoi barochoi. The person cuts something, he has no intent it should be, he just wants to destroy it. He has no intent on the specific size. He just sums it, he's cutting it roto, so spot, roto abolosum. That means Mekech and Memker is also midrabon. To do business is also midrabon. So that means like this. So before the Nevi'im answered Mekech and Memker, so this is not in the Lama Testament of Losses. A person comes into a store, sell something, and the money is muksel, it's irrelevant. You can have, the store can be open on Shabbos and sell and buy, no problem. Vinater, there's no issue. So the Hayonim says, Shepomim Sheyochalov with the Chiyat Chakas, Kenshemoyche Ezes Chayre, the Machatech Menlofi Midosi, at Sorglesis. Imagine if Mekkah Hamenka would be Mutter. So a person comes in, they want to buy a certain amount of material, something else, no problem. They'll go and cut it. Shemi Shemayim. And so they said the rice of Mechatech. So from that in the Vim Asin Mekech Amenke, we were nitzel from Eisa the rice of Mechatech. Ein Melechis Mechatech Sheikh Boichlem. Moshe Gassamna Lel Besif Kotten Yud Beis. In the letters, Mechatech Udavke Bekli Ayafilu Biyad. If it's Bekli Ayafilu Biyad, I mentioned Kasavna be Allah and the Tolly behold Dova Lefi in your name. The Dova shall dark Lechatri Dafka Bekli and Chayev Kim Bekli. The Dova shall dark Lafri de Biyad Chayev Kam Kain Afilu Biyad. So now he says, I'm going to get after Mr. Moon, he means the Son of Hayodom, that if the Derech is that one tears it to a specific size, Biyad, so that's machatesh. That means it does a material also. So here in this issue he brings down, let's just mention a whole bunch of a person wants to, he has cotton. He wants a cotton, a certain size, doesn't want. So he gives off a piece of cotton. So that's a machatesh. That's an issue of machatesh. He wants a certain size. They bring down toilet paper, which is perforated already, or you have, let's say, plastic sacks or that are also perforated. You tear one off the other, or a plastic tablecloth, you tear one off the other. This can go into the issa of mechatesh. And Rav Shmuel Vosner, Rav Yashe, behold, that if you have a cap that has perforations and you, so Rav Yashe Vosner is a shayla of Tikkun Mone, and Rav Yashe Vosner is a shayla also of Mahatech. I want it to be cut at a certain size, and I want this to be cut, and the ring should be left over. So he holds such a cap, a soda cap for dust. And the same thing Abu Yashim holds, if you have a soda can that opens up. So he says, it's also al tmahates. That means this opening is a specific size, because this is convenient that it opens over here. So he says, it's also al tmahates. Now, ומשם זה איסו בוא נשמע חגב, אחרי שמשם זה בירה, לא חיין שם, אחרי תחקיסן בסקן, לחס פיישינוב, חיה בוי משום ציקן קיילי לדעס הראש, לדעס הרמב״ם, משום מחתך, באקשן דחייב לדידי שניים, ישחייב, סי אלף מחתך, וסי אלף ציקן קיילי. Yeah. Yeah, but here we're talking about the ISIS, yeah. So they